on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All right, we are coming to you live, at least for the time being.
For the time being?
Did you not pay your internet bill?
I always pay the bills.
My God.
But we might just leave early because there's a parade going on in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I'm not on
there. What would you like to call it? Champa Bay. Home of champions.
It's Tom Bay.
Tampa Bay?
Tom Bay, yeah. Tampa Bay.
Or Champa Bay. Champa Bay. I mean, if the Rays would have won, it would have been a trifecta.
See, I think we should have a WWE Royal Rumble chamber match. You know how they have the chambers?
Okay.
They should do a chamber match. So Stamkos is in one chamber.
Okay.
With his partner, pick one of the six. Well, no. Oh, so much for calling Sean.
Oh, there he is. Why aren't you at the parade?
Hold on. Pull them.
What's going on with this?
Get that all real quick. I'm going to need the other thing, too. So it's the tag team of Stamkos.
And Hedman.
Would you shut up and let me finish?
Okay. Go ahead.
The captain, Stamkos, and he gets to pick one of the Buccaneer captains. And if Ryan Jensen's not the captain, we make him a captain.
That's terrible. That's a terrible idea.
And it's 2-on-2. So it's...
I think it should be Gronk and Brady versus Hedman from Stamkos. And then for the Rays, it would be nobody.
I swear to God, I'm just going to punch him in the face.
Come on. Let's go.
Just going to punch.
So sign the contract.
You were down there, right?
I was there.
How was it?
I thought I was at the end. Come to find out I was at the beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's even better.
It was the best. We were sitting there, and someone goes, is that Mike Evans? He's got a hoodie on, and it has number 13. He's got a bunch of tattoos. Oh, hey, look over there. There's the trophy. Oh, look, there's Brady. And there go the boats. Cool, let's leave.
So it worked out. You wanted to be at the end.
Well, no. You never want to be at the end like a Disney because then you have to wait hours.
Right.
But it's just kind of how it worked out.
So how was it?
It was okay. Then no announcements, no nothing. There was like 5-10 ships.
Well, we're watching massive. We're watching it on social media.
The Coast Guard was out there, St. Pete Police. There was a bunch of people out there. And then some kayakers, jet skiers fell in the water.
I should have called my best friend.
You should have.
I should have gotten on Chad Gronister's boat.
Oh, are you best friends now? You guys are besties?
We are good.
He had a few
of tight.
Them.
Nice. He sent me his number. I gave him mine. We're tight.
Okay.
So I have one of those get-out-of-jail-free cards.
Brady on the boat?
It's not Brady on the boat. It's Gronk on the boat.
Oh, no. I got one of Gronk
have
on the boat.
Have you seen him?
Not yet.
Oh, my God.
Is he going crazy?
Oh, it's insane.
This was just the beginning, so he hadn't even started
You know,
yet.
He's the typical what he did up in New England.
But with better weather now.
Yeah.
And more fun.
Well, did he have a shirt on up there?
I think so. Was the shirt already off here?
Yeah, he's shirtless.
Okay. Yeah, he had a shirt when I saw him.
But congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm very happy for the team that I'm very happy for the guys on the team that I consider friends. I've talked to a couple of them. But let me finish since you kept interrupting and you're not getting the gist of what I'm trying to get across.
Okay.
Captain Steven Stamkos, one captain of the Buccaneers, taking on one captain of the Lakers and one captain of the Dodgers.
For the Battle of the Tampa Bay?
They have two titles. Tampa Bay has two titles. So,
and this is to decide it all.
And this is to decide it all.
But we don't have a basketball team, so it's not fair.
I swear to God, I'm going to just punch him in the face.
Well, we have two.
We don't have a basketball team.
Yes, we do. They play in Tampa.
Where? Oh, the Raptors?
Arena. Yeah.
That's not our team.
The Tampa Bay Raptors.
Those are the Snowbirds. Snowbird Raptors.
They are permanently here until Canada opens up.
So I'm just going to turn his mic off because he's already ignoring the crap out of me. So of the six, I'm going to ask you, Sean, because
of
buffoon
the
over there. Of the six Tampa Bay Buccaneer captains,
Okay.
Which one would you put with Stamkos? Or do we have the right to automatically give one the captains to either Gronk or Ryan Jensen.
You can't. So it's the captains. Unfortunately, those were who were voted captains.
Are there captains in baseball?
Yeah.
Are there really? They're announced captains? I mean, I know they didn't wear the C's and stuff.
Jeter was the captain.
Well, but he
wore the chest.
Well, he's okay. All right.
So I'm going to say that there are appointed captains.
So who would the captain of the Dodgers be? Virus Man? Was it Turner?
Yeah. Betts?
Mookie? Mookie would be perfect because he came from Boston. Of course, he came from other places, but let's say that it's Mookie, and it's LeBron. So it's Mookie and LeBron against Steven Stamkos. And do you know the captains of the Bucks?
Yeah, Devin White. I'll take Devin White. Him and Levante are both captains.
Well, I knew that. Do they get count as one or two? You bring White because he'll bring the horse. Okay. So he rides in on the horse. So it's Devin and the horse, even though I'd still rather have Ryan Jensen. I think Jensen could take the horse.
So this article from 2017 says nominating Justin Turner for Dodgers team captain. So we'll just go off of that
Forbes article. So who wins that? Turner, James, Stamkos, and since I can't take Jensen, which I would really rather do, Devin White.
Gotta go with James.
Here you go. So it's Tom
Brady. James is going to win in a fist fight?
I would take a 6'8", 275-pound athlete like LeBron in any fight.
In any fight.
That guy's the most athletic guy on the planet.
You would take LeBron James over John Jones?
Yes.
He's crazy.
John Jones gets hit with one of those.
Put up with on a regular basis.
I'm sorry.
We do have the lineal champion on today.
Really?
The lineal champion will be on today.
What does that mean?
Just like the lineal belt, who has it now, the guy in England?
Tyson Fury?
Yeah. So he's the lineal heavyweight champion.
Right.
We're going to have the lineal combat champion on.
Really?
Yep, later on in the program.
Wow.
Julian Marquez.
Wow.
Who beat Matt Hamill, who beat John Jones.
So by technicality.
Yeah, well, it's not a technicality.
He beat John Jones.
And John Jones is the champ now. Now we're doing it in kind of reverse order.
There's Jensen, right?
Yep.
Already partying on the boat.
Yeah, shocking.
Is it the guy on the right?
Exactly.
I'm going to say this game on Sunday. Great.
Winfield's got himself a WWE championship.
There you go. They've already set it down. Do you consider that a great game that happened on Sunday?
No.
I don't.
No, it was a blowout.
I liked it.
It went our favor because of our hometown affiliation, but it was a terrible game. If you spent $20,000 for a ticket, are you disappointed?
If you're a Kansas City Chief.
Well, I mean, in the gameplay, don't you want, if you're going to spend that kind of coin.
And Julian Marquez, by the way, is from Kansas City, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he'll be on.
But don't you want, like, a good game fair, like a good close game, where if you're going to pay that kind of coin for a championship? I know the experience is one thing.
Absolutely. If you're a non-Kansas City Tampa Bay fan.
Right.
You would be very disappointed because it wasn't a close game. You would want it to come down. You know, Brady at the very end, you know, having to go like he did. What did he go? 70-some yards in 14 seconds again?
No, Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they called those timeouts. That was a dumb play.
I think Andy Reid should be fired today. I think he should have been fired then. But either that or Andy Reid should go with his son to prison.
Oh, that's harsh.
Are you calling timeout for?
Yeah, but one's comparing like a guy who was drinking and driving and crashed his car. And the other one is just a bonehead, you know, management decision. But
free cheeseburgers in prison.
But I would like to welcome or congratulate. Did anybody congratulate Dirk Cutter on his championship team that won the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Yeah.
Congratulate. Because I mean, why did Tony Dungy get all the glory from Gruden? Like why did they go back a head coach before? Like it's only that team is in question, right?
The difference is Gruden came in and then won it. Arians, it took him 2 years to do it.
How many franchises have like a team and then they bring in a new coach and then that team wins? Like, why is like the 2002 the only team with the asterisks?
There's no asterisk.
If you ask 50% of the people in this Tampa Bay area who won the 02, they'd say that was Dungy's team.
I would say more than 50%.
Okay, more than 50% say it's Dungy's team that won.
Because they're not knowledgeable.
Wow.
Because they don't pay attention.
It was just defense.
Yeah, but it's still
it was Monty's defense.
And defense win championships.
Well, there were some things. Gruden still brought in some other people that played. I mean, granted, you know, a lot was on the offensive side, but it was Gruden's team. And this was Bruce Arians' team. Tom Brady's team.
I think it's Tom Brady's
team. Tom Brady won Super Bowl.
He did. You know, Tom Brady brought in every player that scored was Tom Brady. Friday night.
Super Bowl Lenny.
You know, it's no longer playoff Lenny. It's Super Bowl Lenny. It's okay. He sees. Let's real quickly, before we hit our first break, talk about where we went on Friday with BKFC.
Yeah.
Phenomenal night.
Unbelievable night.
And I'm going to say this to David Feldman when he's on in the second hour.
Oh, he's coming on?
Yes.
Yes.
As is Mike Perry as soon as we get to this.
What?
Break.
This is an action-packed show.
You know, turn your mic off. That's perfect.
Or throw it away. We don't want to turn it off because he'll just still scream. Not that BKFC needed credibility, because I think they have credibility.
Right.
They're definitely a credible company.
Sure.
They still have a long way to go. But you know, I know, we joked about it, we talked about it, that Bret Hart was brought in to lose that fight.
Correct.
The only problem is nobody told Bret Hart that.
Yeah, she won the fight.
She didn't win the fight. She dominated the fight. Dominated. Some thought all rounds. Some people gave Paige one round.
Sure.
Paige got dominated. And what was funny is, and I know I need to hit this break, so they make the announcement about the biggest, the most anticipated fight, inaugural fight, breakout fight, whatever that word is I'm looking for, in BKFC history.
Okay.
And as soon as they said it, I turned to my left. The guy to my left turned to his right. We both looked at each other and kind of smirked.
And?
Well, who was I sitting next to?
Paul Amon.
Yes. The most anticipated. Until this was the most anticipated.
When he fought Artem Lobov right here in Tampa.
Yep. A lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff to talk about what we did here, about BKFC, about Radio Row, about the Super Bowl. We're going to try to get to all of it, and then Sean's going to hang out, tell us what he experienced down there at the very beginning, and he didn't even mean to, but he did it right. He got in, he got out, he's already home. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
Fan Talk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family. family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainesart.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm going to smash this beat. You already know what time it is. This mother beat ain't going to catch up with me, boy. It's platinum time. Beat.
Awesome. All right, we are back at the Pizza 88th Avenue. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. A lot of stuff to continue to talk about, the parade downtown Tampa. But on the phone with us right now, is it he's the judge of the people or he's the judge for the people?
Of.
So Judge Platinum is the judge of the people.
Of the people.
Your Honor, how are you, sir?
I don't know if the people is rocking with me anymore. I don't Mike, know, but I know you guys are.
Well, you still have people rocking with you, that's for sure.
Well, that's all right. I'm going to rock with my opponents anyways. I don't need anybody. Ain't nobody got to tune in to watch or nothing. You can if you want to, because I know they want to see me fall. Some people want to see me fall, but my money's on contract already. And I said yes to a fight today. Ain't no contract been sent to me. And you know how it is. I don't say no, so.
You said yes, it's signed, sealed, delivered?
The contract hasn't been sent to me, but I said yes, fight this guy, around April. This is exclusive. You guys are getting this first.
Awesome. Well, I know you can't release who it is and when it's all official, then maybe, we can talk about that. Let's talk about your experience Friday night up there in that great city of Lakeland for BKFC.
Why can't I release it?
No, I didn't know you could. Do? Okay, who are you fighting?
You got to cancel it?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. You're cutting out. Our signal here is really bad. We're going to fire Matt.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
say sorry it again, Mike.
About that. I interrupted and everything.
No, it's all good. Like I said, Matt didn't pay his cable bill, so we're cutting in and out a great deal. But you said it's in April, right?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me better?
Yep, we got you.
All right, yeah. Early April, they sent it. He tried to say something to me at the Super Bowl, and then my manager was like, we think we want to do a different fight. But I'm like, if they offering it, if they're saying let's go, and then I heard this person was saying something today. So I said let's go. Just got about 4 to 6 weeks, that's perfect time for me. I like the fight style matchup. I think it's another southpaw. So, let's go. I haven't said nothing yet. I haven't let it go, have I? what are they going to do?
Nope.
He said something on his Instagram today. So it's Daniel Rodriguez, early April. I don't have the exact date, but I'm jumping on it.
Do you know if it's going to be Fight Island or it'll be in Vegas?
It'll probably be in Vegas, I would assume. They haven't thrown a Fight Island my way. I think that's because it would be a lot for me and my family and things like that. So they're looking out for me. And, you know, we'll see if the fight goes through now that I said it and I mentioned it. So we'll see if we can get some views on Randy Harris Knockout Radio. People know who I'm going to be fighting now. And, you know, this guy's got skinny little chicken legs. I saw him at the last fight. I know he beat Tim Means, so this will prove that I should have beat Tim Means. I should have been in a better place. I'm going to train hard for this. And I saw Daniel Rodriguez make weight his last fight. I said, you fight at 170? And then I saw him face off, and his legs, he looked like he's standing on toothpicks. So I might be kicking at him, or we'll see how it goes. I ain't going to release how I'm going to do it to him.
Yeah, you don't want to do that because he's listening. So, Mike, tell me what your thoughts were about Friday night.
Hey, bare knuckle boxing. It is what it is. It's a blood sport. You know, I like the, I don't know. There's lots I could do with it. I could do a lot with that. And there's a lot of freedom still in the sport. UFC is the UFC, though. It's a class of its own. A lot of people want to be in it. Everybody, I think, you know, when they start fighting, they're like, I'm going to be in the UFC. But it's not exactly what it used to be. Maybe that's because of COVID and how fighting in empty arenas and things like that have changed the look of the sport. You know, you look at old fight videos. Oh, my God, just with the crowd and the famous people in the audience and just the energy that was in those fights. You know, it's just you see different athletes that come to the show, like Conor McGregor, for example. You know, he just fed off the crowd, and his last fight, there was a small crowd, but I don't know, he didn't look like the old Conor. But then again, you know, it's not about him. It was about the good new Dustin Poirier. So,
right.
That's neither here nor there. We talking about Platinum Mike Perry in the sport. Whatever. I do my own thing. It's going to be what it's going to be.
Well, I know that there's been talk, Mike, that Dana's going to start bringing fans into the Apex.
Well, I think there's like a raffle for like one person.
Oh, is that what it is?
So it's like a dream trip. Like he's gonna fly out, hang out with Dana White, and they get to come in the show with the other 50 people that are in the room.
Well, all right. I didn't realize that, but could you yourself doing bare knuckle down the road?
Well, if the numbers are right, and I mean, why not, bro? I'm a fighter. I really don't care as long as I'm able to take care of my family, pay my bills, and, you know, eat good. Everybody around me got to eat good. And now we're talking, so we'll see. I don't know. I still got some UFC fights on contract. I'm going to fight them out. And
if you do take the fight, Mikey, I could use an advance. I need to get a better internet. So you maybe can help me out, man. Throw me a bone.
It's probably my fault. I'm out on Wi-Fi. I'm out here on data.
Well, we're going to blame Matt no matter what, whether it's his fault or not. It's not yours. It's definitely his. When are you going to make it back down to the Tampa Bay area?
Well, now that I got this fight, I just got to train and work and be with my family. No traveling in the near future for me. So I took a little road trip with the family, and that was a little tough. Even going to the show was a little tough. Got to figure out how we're going to bring my baby mama and baby to the fight. You know, I'm kind of going to lose my corner person on this. She's going to have to watch the baby. And, you know, I got a team I'm working with, though, and we'll see what their thoughts are when I let them know about the matchup. You guys know before they know. We'll see, man. I'm really trying to do this my way, but I got some help of some guys now, and I don't know. I'm coming like a slacker again. I'm just gonna make weight this time. I'm gonna go out and fight. I got 6 weeks, and I've been training here and there, on and off. I had some injuries from the glass door, and it is what it is. I'm a fighter, and you're going to offer me this money on my contract? I'm not going to not. Simple as that.
For sure. Awesome. Mike, it was great seeing you over the weekend. It's great catching up with you all the time. I can't wait for the fight. If it's in Vegas, which you're saying it is, maybe I'll book the flight, and it'll be my first UFC that I've covered in the last year with this COVID. So looking forward to that. So, say hi to the girlfriend. Say hi to, of course, the baby. And I've got something that I'm going to send off for your baby as well.
Thanks, Randy. I really appreciate it, man.
All right, take care. That is the great judge himself, Judge Platinum Mike Perry. All right, let's hit a break. Let's try to pull some lines or whatever to get this internet to work. And we'll be back to talk more about the Super Bowl. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sum. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors,
Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. What was once known as Florida Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. What?
That's Super Bowl. Tampa Bay Buccaneer Mike Evans, Super Bowl champion for life.
You know, the thing that I liked most about Tom Brady, you know, is how much he really cares about his teammates. You know, when he was up there on the podium, like he's done in years past, you know, it's not about him. He knows he's the GOAT. We know he's the GOAT. But how much he felt for his offensive line, you know, his relationships with Ryan Jensen, you know, with his receivers and Mike Evans and Godwin, and, you know, how he said about Levante and how long he's been there. And, you know, I think that says a lot, you know, and I've read, you know, on the little bit of social media that I haven't deleted yet, anybody could have won the Super Bowl with that team. First of all, that's a stupid comment because very few people thought Tampa was going to win that game.
Right.
You know, the betting odds, Kansas City, you know, everything is, well, Mahomes was sick. The offensive line was sick. Mahomes had to chop his toe off today. Was it today or yesterday?
Today.
Right, he gets it chopped off today. You know, so it wasn't even given the Tampa Bay Buccaneers credit. So to say Aaron Rodgers could have won with that team. I even saw some guy who, now that marijuana is legal, must have been high as a kite, that said Winston could have won with that team. First of all, that team wouldn't have been here.
Winston did have a higher percentage this year of touches to...
No, he did.
Passes to touchdown ratios.
Yeah, he did. He was batting 1,000.
Right. So, I mean, you can't really say, I mean, that's a record that Brady didn't have.
Doesn't come here. Every person that scored those touchdowns are not here either.
Right. Gronk came with them. Oh, yeah, the package deal.
Well, and playoff Lenny.
Lombardi Lenny.
Yeah.
And he's on fire right now on Twitter, by the way. He said, my dog JPP was sacking them with seven fingers. He is different. And then about 20 minutes ago, he goes, it's so out here. The sun got me seeing things. I thought JPP had all of his fingers just now.
Now, I saw something, you know, it was a NASCAR fan that had a photo of the three NASCAR drivers that have seven titles and said, welcome Tom Brady to the team.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's plenty of other people that could be on that roster.
Big Shot Bob.
Yeah, I'm sure you saw my Facebook thing. Big Shot Bob has seven. Yeah,
Bob, Robert Horry.
How many of the Celtics have more than seven?
Yeah, like, don't they have 10? Like, then the Celtics win 10 championships?
So I put a post up before the game on Sunday, and I said, if Tom Brady wins today, he moves to Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Some people, one person really, was like, well, he's already there. Well, I didn't think he was there. I do think he is there now.
It's hard to not put him there when he has more more Super Bowls than all franchises.
Any team. Franchises. He has more rings than any franchise. Not, well, the way he's saying it, all
it's
franchises.
Not combined.
Right.
And the Bucks have double the Super Bowls than every other team in the NFC South combined.
They definitely have dominated that.
It'd be hard to not put him up there.
Here's something that
But you'd also have to put Floyd Mayweather up there. 50-0.
Well,
undefeated.
And Sean and I talked about that because I was thinking Tyson. Only because of the way Tyson dominated.
Sure.
You know, you were scared to get in the ring to, you know, to face Mike Tyson. I don't know if you were scared to fight Mayweather.
You can't give it to Tyson because he lost to Buster Douglas.
Well,
in Tokyo, you don't lose to Buster Douglas and still make it to Mount Rushmore.
I was going to say everybody loses, but that's not the case.
That
Brady lost to Eli Manning twice.
Twice. So.
That guy.
And thanks to that team, I got to wear Michael Clayton's Super Bowl ring this week. It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's overrated.
I don't really like jewelry, but I would wear that.
Yeah, but wearing somebody else's, I don't know why you do that or why people do that.
Oh, because it's an honor. It's cool.
You didn't earn it, though.
Huh?
You didn't earn it, though. It's like I didn't touch Stanley Cup when I was next to it. I didn't earn it. I took a picture with it.
Yeah.
But I didn't touch it.
Yeah, I would have a Super Bowl ring if I played football. I just don't want to play football.
I put up with this crap.
So would you wear the yellow jersey?
Would you
put the yellow jersey on because you are a cyclist or you were a
cyclist?
I'm
not a cyclist.
He just said, what is that?
I don't have a shirt on at all, like Gronk.
Well, I mean, because
I'm the naked pizza man, and I'm a professional bodybuilder.
You say you celebrate as a bodybuilder with no clothes on.
That's right.
Right. I'm going to turn them off because I'm not going to play into it. How about this stat? I don't know if people saw all this on Facebook. So Tom Brady's salary was $15 million.
Okay.
Tom Brady's roster bonus was $10 million. To be in the top five in yards and touchdowns, it was a bonus of $1.1 million.
Okay.
Making the playoffs and winning the Super Bowl, it was all of his incentives, netted him another $2.2 million. I know you didn't write those numbers down, so you have no idea what that totals.
$19.5 million.
It totals $28.3.
Dang.
Do you know what $28.3, what the analogy is with that?
No.
The Atlanta Falcons were beating the New England Patriots 28-3.
Wow.
And you see those signs and those banners and everything everywhere, right?
Wow.
And that's now what he made this year, $28,300,000.
And that's his salary. That's from the team. That's not endorsements. That's not like...
I don't know. Does he endorse anything?
Who?
Brady.
Great T-Mobile. Him and Gronk got the greatest commercial on T-Mobile right now.
Under Armour? That was the Super Bowl.
Under Armour? Yeah, you see him cover up the Nike... Was he was holding the trophy?
No,
it was his undershirt, and it was his championship shirt was hanging below. So he pulled it up after he gave the trophy to his kids.
So it was the old Michael Jordan thing,
you know, covering up the Reebok with the flag.
Right, covering it up. Interesting. Brady coming back. Gronk says he wants to come back. Yeah. A lot of free agents.
Mike Evans says he'll give up his money, some of his money, keep Godwin and some of the other players.
Brady's already restructured.
I see.
To take less and to keep
now,
the guys together.
I don't know this, and I don't know if you guys do either. I know you don't know it, Matt. But when they restructure, are they giving money back, or are they just restructuring it so that it spreads out longer?
I could do that.
Well, and I'm saying it's both awesome.
Yeah.
But giving it back is one thing.
Or taking it at, if they take it
taking
as
a Bobby Bonilla kind of thing.
A signing bonus. There was one guy who said, give half of my salary, I think he plays for Seattle, in Bitcoin. He asked that in December. I guess it's since skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And he's made even more money because he chose to take it in Bitcoin.
So did they do it in Bitcoin?
Half of it, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Let's talk about some of the other quarterbacks, you know, throughout the NFL.
Sure.
The Dallas Cowboys do
allegedly don't have one, right?
Well, yeah. The Dallas Cowboys did a promotional video for the upcoming season, yet they didn't have Dak Prescott in it.
Huh.
What? Russell Wilson once say on what's going to happen in Seattle. Now, if it's me in Seattle, I basically tell Russell Wilson to pack sand.
Really?
You play here. Just like, you know, Watson. Who are you to come in and make demands? You don't like it here? Don't play.
Watson's different. When they come to him and say, we want your input.
Right, that is different.
Then you don't take his input.
Right.
And keep him in the dark. The president of the team has since resigned today.
Really?
The Texans. Yeah. He wanted to do it sooner. He was on the committee to find the new GM that didn't listen to him. And he wanted to quit. They go, can you wait a couple weeks so it doesn't make us look dysfunctional? And he said, okay.
I think in Seattle, he knows that they should have passed the ball. They should not have passed the ball on the goal line. They should have gave it to Marshawn Lynch,
the most dominant
running back. And you
that's
know,
long. That has nothing to do with this.
He questioned the front office's decisions, and he should leave and go wherever he wants to go.
Well, but he can't. When you're under contract, you can't.
Well,
you either go to work or you quit. The problem is when you make so much money now, you can do that.
Oh, we got a shocked face over here.
Tom Brady just tossed the trophy from one boat to another.
Did he really?
Yeah. And they caught it.
Wow.
Who caught it?
I have no idea.
I think
it was Gronk's boat.
That's the goatiest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God, and it was a full throw, too.
Wow. If that went in the water, Could you imagine the divers would have to go get it?
Well, it's not Lord Stanley Cup.
Because one of those guys with the metal detectors at the beach every morning.
That was Gronk's boat. Now, first of all, is that the trophy? Because, you know, every player gets one.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
You know, so it's like a replica.
That would be amazing if that was a real one and they went in the water.
That you should have seen the throw.
Because then the guys at the beach with the metal detectors in the morning, they would have found it.
Now, I know that we have to hit this break real quick, but you were saying how nobody even knows who's on the boats.
Yeah, you have no idea. There's no, there's not a sign on the boat. They're not wearing jerseys or numbers.
Are they wearing life vests?
No, they're not.
Are they wearing COVID masks?
They're not. It's their own boat. They can do whatever they want. Well, it's Brady's boat. He can do whatever.
The Super Bowl is now a super spreader.
Gronk's not even wearing a shirt. So. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, we're going to head down to Sarasota, and we're going to talk to James Miller about something very cool, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets to watch James Miller perform this weekend down in Sarasota. We'll get to that and more shenanigans as we come to you live here at Torta Pizza. This is Knockout Radio. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fight of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Freeze frame!
How ironic, because I think the Jay Giles Band, I think they're from Boston.
Oh, really?
So we really should be playing a lot of, you know, the Cars, the group Boston, Aerosmith.
So, and Boston, the group.
Didn't I just say Boston? I did.
So, but Brady didn't do anything spectacular.
Yes, he did.
He did what everybody does from the East Coast.
What's that? When?
They work all their life, then eventually they move to Florida to retire. That's all he did. He's just getting ready for retirement.
He set this whole team up. He what he did in the locker room, what he did forming the relationships with that team,
sure.
The leader that he was, he did what everybody says Hardy Nickerson did.
Okay.
He changed this team, the culture.
Sure.
You know, and Bruce Arians said that. This team didn't know how to win last year. And Tom Brady changed that.
So the question is, prop bet over under, does Brady beat Steve DeBerg's record for being the oldest quarterback to start an NFL game?
I don't think so. But, you know, Sean told me that Brady wanted to do a prop bet that he would have over X amount of yards.
Oh, really?
And what about the streaker?
He
you
apparently
know the story about the streaker?
He bet on himself.
So allegedly.
A $50,000 bet that there would be a streaker during the game.
Well, he didn't put $50,000 down, but allegedly he won $300,000. Allegedly.
Well, that's what they said. They said he bet $50,000 It was a plus 750 that there would be a streaker during the game. And then he paid the $500 bail and his buddy $500 bail because one guy was a diversion.
Right.
And then the other guy was the one that ran.
Right. Well, the diversion, like he was going to run out. So everybody went to him. Right. And that enabled Pink Thong
to get out there. So he earned, he won $374,000 on his $50,000 bet. So he won $324 minus the $1,000 in bail.
So I still don't know if I'd do it. I don't want to get arrested.
But why not?
I don't want to get arrested.
I mean,
take that hit from that linebacker.
$300,000, spend the night in jail. Probably didn't even sleep. He just got bailed out and left.
And then he took pictures out at, I think it was the Wing House.
Okay.
But then he was there the next day taking pictures.
Sure.
Because now he's a bigger celebrity than you are.
No question. And he ran. He had more touchdowns than the Chiefs.
He did. I saw a thing on Facebook. It was a picture of the Kansas City Chiefs plane.
Right.
And it said, with more touchdowns. This is their only touchdown.
In Tampa Bay.
In Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Could you have expected that? Seriously.
No. I did not expect that.
You know, whether you thought Tampa Bay was going to win or not, I don't think anybody.
Ali Marpet just started a live video. I'll wait because our internet is not strong enough to watch it.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? That's definitely the truth.
And a shout out to Alex Kappa, my number two fan. Yeah. My banner now has value, finally. You know what that banner, the story behind it? When I bought my first pizzeria in Tampa Bay, I moved here from Denver. And I've never lived in a championship city.
Can you move back?
I will. I'm taking the trophy with me. But that banner was in the back of a box. And I saved it for all these years. And then I brought it out. And Alex Kappa was kind enough to sign it. And he signed it, your number two fan, number 65, Alex Kappa. And now it has value. Look at that value hanging on the wall. I'm so proud of this team. I'm so proud. And it sucks that Alex didn't get to play in the big game. He got them to the big game, you know. And look at Allie, another Tour de Pizza fan.
See, I'm not using your stream.
Oh, good.
You know,
yeah, because it's not strong enough.
Right. I went with the legitimate one. But, you know, Sean was right. You know, as you're watching this from the street, you're trying to see, you know, who's on the boat, and you can't see.
Right.
They should have really thunked this out a little bit better. Maybe had a flag that had the number on it or something so at least people know. I mean, right now you're just watching like cars go by, like, oh, there goes President, what's his name? And there goes Vice President, what's her name? And at least put something on there, on the boat, on the vehicle.
Like a number on it.
I just said that.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe they don't want to be recognized like that. Maybe they don't want to know people to know so crazy fans can't come and like ram the boat or a Chief fan can't come and sink the boat.
I'm pretty sure that that's not going to happen. The Coast Guard's out there, the sheriff's out there. You're not going to ram Tom Brady's boat.
What if they hit an iceberg?
And he still won't throw that trophy better than he threw that. Did you see the throw?
Yeah, it was an underhand throw.
But it turned.
If you would have thrown it like an actual football, I would have been impressed. Not impressed with that.
I'm happy for the team. I'm happy for the organization. I'm happy for the fans, all fans. I don't care if you were a Buccaneer fan just this year because of Brady. I don't care if you're just a Brady fan and you're following Brady. I don't care about the loyal fans that come to the Press Box show every year. I'm happy for everybody.
The Press Box will be epic next year.
What I'm not happy about is that the local newspaper doesn't print papers on Monday.
And?
They only print on Wednesday and I guess Sunday.
Oh, okay. So there's no championship edition?
Well, it came out today. The problem is it's dated today. You know, and for those really avid collectors, it doesn't have the next day. Now, if this would have happened in Philly, it would have had the date from the day before.
Right. It would have already printed both versions.
Well, I told you that they printed. You could get the Sunday paper in Philly on Saturday night. I always had a problem with that.
Right.
What if something happened? But
it's like bank robbery at 6:32 in the morning. But how did you know that?
Exactly. So I think they're fourth to win the Super Bowl next year. Kansas City's ahead of them. I think the Rams are ahead of them. It's Kansas City, it's Buffalo, and it's Green Bay.
Wow.
And one of the knuckleheads on the Four Letter Network is picking the Rams to win the Super Bowl next year. So Brady does it this year in the hometown, and this person is saying it will happen again next year.
No way. It's never happened in the history of the NFL.
It has happened in the history of the NFL.
It happened this year.
The Rams, don't sleep on the Rams.
You think the Rams are going to do it like that, huh?
Well, it's not necessarily that they're going to do it like that. What it is the fact that they have already one of the best defenses. They have arguably the best defensive player.
Donald.
And now Stafford going to L.A. with some weapons. Let's see what he can do.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying he is.
But one thing you don't do is you don't bet against Tom Brady. The guy just knows how to win.
He does.
And he's the second GOAT to come out of Tampa Bay now.
No, he is the GOAT.
No, Hogan's way ahead of him.
I know. Just because he's your boyfriend.
Hogan is way ahead of him. Which one's the bigger iconic figure, Hogan or Brady?
Probably Hogan.
Of course.
Not of course. I'm throwing you a bone. You've still got to be a jack.
I don't know. I'm not even close.
But Hogan doesn't get on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, he absolutely does.
In yours.
It's Hogan. It's Mayweather. It's Brady.
Go ahead, buffoon. What's Jordan. Your four?
Jordan.
So the obvious Mount Rushmore athlete, Michael Phelps, isn't on your Mount Rushmore. The obvious Mount Rushmore athlete, Wayne Gretzky, isn't on your Mount Rushmore.
Was Gretzky that good? I know he had the great one.
Hold on a second. We have 5 minutes left.
How many rings did he
have? Hold on a second. We have 5 minutes left of this segment. For the next 5 minutes, don't be a douchebag.
How many championships did he have?
No idea.
Because aren't people considered like number of rings that you have?
Not necessarily.
You have to win more than you can't just win a title and be the GOAT.
Not necessarily. When you're talking a team sport, not necessarily.
Dan Marino won nothing.
Exactly. And that's where he is on the list. Wayne Gretzky is the greatest hockey player of all time. Ask anybody who played. Don't ask fans. Ask anybody who played. He didn't give himself the nickname the Great One. It was given to him. But again, my thing is, if you want to argue that, that's okay. That the fact that if you don't believe Gretzky is the greatest hockey player of all time, then he doesn't go on your Mount Rushmore. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Sure.
Bar none. You have to say he's the greatest player of all time, even though it's difficult in a team sport. Because how are you comparing the 7 rings that he has to, a linebacker, that played in Dallas or Pittsburgh or whatever. But I'm going to say Tom Brady is, without a doubt, the greatest football player of all time. It means he goes to Mount Rushmore. Michael Phelps is the greatest Olympic athlete of all time.
That's true.
Of all time. People forget. Now, let's be honest on one thing. Take yourself out of, and I already know what Stiles G. White's going to say when we do this argument. Well, that didn't happen in the United States. Mount Rushmore's in the United States. But what about somebody like Sean has said, one of those footballers from Brazil?
Yeah, Pelé, right.
Ronaldo. Or I don't know.
I think the difference between like Phelps, though, and
how about
like, the
Schumacher?
Dream Team.
What is it, Michael Schumacher?
Yeah.
The Indy driver?
Yeah.
Well, it's not Indy, it's
F1. Formula One. But I mean, Phelps, like, he does so many events in the Olympics. There's the butterfly. There's the 100-meter breaststroke. There's the backstroke.
But it's only one Olympics every 4 years.
The cannonball. But, like, he'll get
his
40.
The bong blow.
Yeah, he's a bonger. Like, usually his bong hits. But he'll get 10 medals in a single Olympics where the Dream Team gets one.
I don't think he got 10 because he has like 18 or 19 total.
Or a wrestler gets one for winning an event. So you can't get the number of gymnastics
that.
Has a lot and you're doing multiple events.
I'm not necessarily saying Michael Phelps for the number of Olympic gold medals that he has. I'm saying Michael Phelps because of the Olympic gold medals over the stretch of the Olympics.
And the domination of how he won them.
Well, he didn't always dominate. You know, he won by a fingertip a couple times. You know, where they had to go to instant this and instant that. I'm saying over the length of, 4 Olympic Games.
Right, 16 years competing at that level.
You win 19 in one Olympic Games doesn't automatically make you the greatest athlete of all time. It probably does, but I'm saying he did it over 4 Olympic Games.
But it's only one sport. I mean, like Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner,
she's never been in the Olympics.
But that guy won the decathlon, which is 10 sports.
Well, It's 10 events.
10 events. So he dominated in like all areas of life.
No, he dominated one event. He dominated the decathlon in one Olympic Games.
Does that make him the greatest man of all time? That turned woman?
You mean then or now? Well, we were going to do Queer Eye for the Sports Guy to talk about that today. Mick kind of forgot we're going to talk about it next week.
Mick loved the streaker. He's been sharing the photos.
No, he's blown up the thong.
He loves the thong song.
That's going to be on his wedding announcement. You know, for sure. All right, one down to go. Dalton coming up.
Yes.
A couple other surprises as well for you. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue on 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.